Well, this weekend, two things. One, Carlo, the Talton Games. That was yesterday, and the story back from there is positive. The background to the Talton Games is very clear. It's all about the selection for the Irish team. It's interprovincial. The two top athletes in each event from each province. So many Donegal athletes chasing Irish international schools' vests. And the background to that story then, and the end of the day, was that the following people are going to be on that plane to Scotland for that international in a few weeks' time. Ashley McCardle from the Lifford Strabane Club. She won the shot at 13.16. Her previous best was 12.70, and she was also third in that 4x4 Ulster team, so an extra medal there, but most certainly a gold medal in the shot, and that gains her selection. Keefe Gallen, also Lifford Strabane, she won the hammer, of course, a personal best performance, 57.69, so that puts her on the plane. She's from St. Columbus College in Stranorlan, Lifford Strabane, of course, and she also was third in the shot. And Elsa Moore, she also Lifford Strabane, she was second in the 3K, so that should also guarantee her a position on that Irish team. From the Finn Valley group, well, we had Rena Doherty. She got out to 5.51 in the long jump. She's also St. Columbus College, and 5.51 senior won the event back after a long period of injury. So, I mean, she's going to be happy, and everybody that coaches her and supports her will be delighted about that. So 5.51, that gets her on the plane, her first Irish best. And Amy Tumley from the Rosses Community School, she's on the plane as well, second in the hurdles with 11.57, yet another PB for her. She had to fight to get up there on the line, and she just got it in a nail-biting photo finish. So second for her, that's Amy from the Rosses, Amy Tumley from the Rosses. And also another medal there for the Finn Valley crowd with Dean Leeper getting a PB, 50.95 in the javelin. So third, not good enough to get him on the team, but PB all the same, and continues to progress, and he will continue to progress. From the Chicago club, well, Evan Dewhurst, he's becoming a bit of a name now. His brother Fenton, we know about, and we know that he's a quality athlete over 400 metre hurdles. Well, his younger 16-year-old brother is also a quality athlete over 400 metre hurdles, and the Glentish comprehensive student, he won the 400 metre hurdles. He was second in the 110 hurdles, and he was on the 4x4 team that won as well. So he had a big day, so a big plus for Glentish comprehensive school there, and of course international selection for him. And the final girl to be selected on that Irish team will be Alana Anderson from the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town. She finished second in the discus with 33.29. So that was the sum total of that. A number of athletes are therefore on that plane. Now today we've got the National League in Dublin, and three Donegal clubs vying for positions there. Lifford Strabane are there, Finn Valley are there, Tyrconnell are there. They're all under strength, but they're all pushing hard to get themselves into a league final. Now the story about the league final is the top eight clubs today will make the Premier League final, and it's too early yet to say which of any of them will make that final, because there's quite a few events still to go. The rain and the hail and the wind kicked in today at Santry Stadium, and it wasn't all that pleasant, but still one had to chase points. Some of the standout performances by the three Donegal clubs were Geraldine Stewart. She won the shot. Bridget McDyer of Finn Valley, she was third. Conal Mahon, he led a 1-2 for Donegal there in the triple jump with 14.29, and Joseph Gillespie with a big PB, the Finn Valley boy, at 14.12. Oisin Thompson got up to the top three in the long jump, he's Finn Valley. Adrian Gallen, that's Keefe Gallen, who we mentioned previously from yesterday. Adrian, she won the hammer for Lifford Strabane. And Ethan Dewhurst, who we also mentioned previously, he was back in action today to win the 400-metre hurdles for Tyrconnell. Janine Boyle, she got a victory for Finn Valley in the 200 metres with 25.22. And Grace Masterson, a victory for Tyrconnell in the walk, 1,500 metres walk. Arlene Crossan continues to get herself back into shape, to get back into competition. She hasn't really been competitive for a number of years, but great to see another PB from her today at 55.79, and she is chasing that Finn Valley club record of 55.70. So she's just got a race, and that will come. And a couple of more results from there. Amy McCarty, Finn Valley, third in the 1500, and Ellie McCurdy, third in the javelin. So we'll have to wait for the overall story there, but as I say, the top eight clubs today get to the league premier, if they get into the premier final, where the next eight then would be in the first division, but no doubt the Donegal clubs are chasing to be in that premier final, but it's not yet clear if that, if any of them indeed will make that final, and we'll have to wait and see. As I suggested earlier, all three clubs under strength, and you know, they, you need to go in full strength there, but we'll have to wait and see, because there's been some good returns at the same time. And a few other bits and pieces. Hannah Murray, Finn Valley, she's in Germany at Mannheim today. She's running for the Ireland 4x4 under 20 team. They were third to Germany and Britain. 3:40 for her. She ran the second leg. So she's hoping to be on that 4x4 team that goes to the European Junior Championships in Jerusalem. But that's not confirmed yet. But certainly today, a good run from her today. And one other result coming in from the States, Oisin O'Gallan of Finn Valley. He finished second in the St. Louis City Mile out in the States with 4:08. He's been running well. He's got a really big block of training under his belt right now. So he's on a plane the next day or two back to Ireland to prepare and compete in the National Senior Championships at the end of July. So we look forward to that. He's had a great indoor and outdoor season in the States, and you know, they're again a second place in that St. Louis City Mile at 4:08. So a busy weekend again. Selection for all those young people. Ashley McCarroll, Keitha Gallen, Elsa Moore, Riona Doherty, Amy Timoney, Ethan Dewhurst, and Alana Anderson. They're on the plane representing Donegal, representing Ireland, Irish schools, and in a few weeks' time in Scotland. And of course, we'll wait and get that result through the grapevine and through social media of the Donegal clubs, Leinster, Finn Valley, and indeed Tyrconnell competing in the National League. So that's the story from this weekend. So next weekend is children's games, another 12 and 13s in Tullamore. So big crowd hitting the road. Coaches, parents, athletes, supporters, and family members all heading to Tullamore next weekend.